Yeah, that was pretty upsetting to listen to for me, recognizing the how quickly a community can become from so-called progressive to, I think, very dangerously conservative. And I think it speaks to the times we are living in, the times in which, because of, the manufactured scarcity and the fact that the earth has been consumed at breakneck pace, that there are going to be increasing pressures put on more and more for less and less, scrambles for the dwindling resources of the planet. And so it makes perfect sense that even in so-called progressive communities like this, our children are being conditioned to scramble even harder, as if we weren't scrambling hard enough as it was. And my fear is that the privileged who are conscious, often, I encounter this a lot on the street, very well-to-do, relatively speaking, neighborhoods in Berkeley, people agreeing with me that yes, totalitarianism is actually here. You're behind the times. We know that. Because I often say that we are tending towards totalitarianism in order to be, as broad-minded and welcoming of all perspectives. But even in these progressive communities where people acknowledge that we are being herded towards totalitarianism if we're not already there, there is this sense of individualism about it, and I would call it narcissism. I define these words the way Eric Fromm does. I would call it narcissism that refuses to take responsibility for their brothers and sisters. So my fear is that those privileged progressives, because it will require a certain measure of consciousness to even realize you want to remove your children from this kind of pressure, we'll figure out ways to remove their children from this pressure and let the system, let those who have less ability to protect their children